You've crushed it. You've made millions. But let us ask you something. If you stop working today, how long would it all last? For most people, that answer, it's not great.
Right now, everything you have built, your house, your car, the vacations you love, relies on you. If you stop, the money stops.
That's exactly why we created a community for people just like you. No fluff, no hustle or energy, just real self-made millionaires helping each other create wealth that actually lasts.
Ready to build a legacy? Join us now at join.builtbeyondme.com and take the first step towards lasting wealth.
Imagine this, no more grinding for another 10, 15, or 20 years just to keep everything afloat. What if your wealth could start working harder than you do?
In our community, we'll show you how to invest in income-producing assets like multifamily properties and build-to-rent developments. No messy tenant management, no complicated learning curve, just real scalable wealth.
It's not about making millions anymore. It's about keeping it, growing it, and passing wealth beyond you.
Don't just make millions, make them last. Build a future, build freedom. Join our community now at join.wealthbeyondme.com. And that is join.wealthbeyondme.com.
The US dollar might just be the biggest Ponzi scheme in the history of the planet. Sounds wild, right? But here's the deal. You don't have to lose in this rigged game. In fact, you can legally and ethically come out on top if you know exactly where to focus and you act fast.
Hello, I'm Pommy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investment.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
All we've done in the past 6 years is dissect the system and invest in assets that burst this Ponzi scheme's bubble. $300 million in our multifamily portfolio and thousands of investors later, we've cracked the code on how this game really works so we could beat it and win big. This Ponzi scheme, the terrifying truth, guys, it's way worse than I've ever imagined. But don't panic. Stick around because I'm about to break down exactly how you not only can survive this game, but win big. First, let's establish what is a Ponzi scheme. In order to do this, let's talk ice cream. Imagine Bob opens an ice cream shop and offers a deal. Invest money today and I'll pay you more money from the shop's sales. Early investors get paid from money that new investors brings in, not from the actual ice cream sales, because it turns out Bob's terrible at making ice cream. As long as new investors join, everyone gets paid. Eventually, if there aren't enough new investors, the money runs out and the scheme collapses, leaving many without their investment. Now that we understand what is a Ponzi scheme, why does the US dollar feel so much like one? Well, like Bob, it all has to do with accounting 101, spending more than he earns. You see, for the last 24 years, the US government has been operating in the red, meaning it spends more than it collects in revenue. As of this recording, the US national debt stands at $36,219,277,430,510. To give you some context, a mere 5 years ago, it stood at $22.7 trillion. Oh, and 20 years ago, in 2024, it was a mere $7 trillion. That's a 5x increase. But that isn't even the scariest part. The more sobering number is that as of November 2024, it cost $169 billion in just 1 month of interest payment, or $882 billion for the entire 2024 fiscal year to maintain the debt, aka debt service, aka interest payment. This is like you using your credit card, but never paying off the full balance. And that 30% interest rate just keeps stacking higher and higher and higher. But here's the difference. You have a credit limit. At some point, the credit card company, they're just going to cut you off. The government, they have no limit. They can keep borrowing more and more with no end in sight. And that's where the real problem begins. Unfortunately, the debt service on the US national debt makes your credit card bill look like pocket change. The government can barely manage to cover the interest payments. Forget about touching the principal. Sounds familiar? Maybe a little bit familiar, right? At this rate, the national interest payment is still manageable, but it won't be for much longer. The Congressional Budget Office, or CBO, projects that interest payments will rise rapidly throughout the next decade, climbing from $1 trillion in 2025 this year to $1.7 trillion in 2034. In total, net interest payments will total $12.9 trillion over the next decade. What does this mean for you and all of us? It means that the value of hard-earned dollars shrinks every time the government racks up more debt. It means rising inflation, higher costs, and a financial system that's working against you. The question isn't if this is going to impact you. It's how are you going to protect yourself and your wealth in the face of it? honestly, if interest rates remain high, the government faces default as it cannot sustain these payments without triggering massive inflation. The U.S. government, it's in a pickle. Actually, it's like a giant jar of pickles. And the two paths forward, one is catastrophic and the other is just the lesser of two evils. Stick around and I'll show exactly what I mean. Let's talk about the catastrophic one. Hit the big red button and default on the national debt. Sounds extreme? That's because it is. This has happened before, just not to a world superpower and not at this scale. If the United States defaults, the ripple effects would be massive. Domestically, we're talking deep recession or worse, a depression. Interest rates shoot through the roof, making mortgages and loans unaffordable. Businesses crumble, layoffs spikes. Social Security and Medicare takes a hit. And the stock market nosedives, wiping out retirement savings. Inflation could explode or deflation could paralyze everything. Either way, the economy freezes. And globally, it's a full-blown disaster. The dollar could lose its status as the world's reserve currency, shaking up trade and finance everywhere. Emerging economies that rely on U.S. debt, they'd crash. And the U.S.? Its geopolitical influence tanks, letting rivals like Russia and China step in. Long-term, higher borrowing costs, harsh austerity measures, massive tax hikes, and it's a nightmare scenario. Here's the thing. This isn't some conspiracy theory. This is real life. And while it's terrifying to imagine, it's why we believe this isn't the path the government will choose. But that leaves us with the lesser evil, meaning me per se. And trust me, it's still bad. The lesser evil? Keep inflation high. Sounds crazy, right? But between a full-blown financial collapse and high inflation, guess which one the government prefers? Inflation. Why? Because it's a sneaky way to reduce debt without ever admitting they can't pay up. Here's the game. When inflation rises, the value of money goes down. This means that the dollars the government uses to pay off its $33 trillion debt tomorrow are worth way less than the dollars they borrow today. It's like borrowing $10 trillion, but inflation quietly cuts the burden in half, for example. Now it feels like $5 trillion. Genius, right? Wrong. Here's the catch. Inflation isn't harmless. It wrecks savers, crushes retirees on fixed incomes, and stretches paychecks so thin that it might as well be tissue paper. But what's worse, inflation punishes older generation far more than their grandkids. Think about this. Retirees live off their savings, pensions, and fixed incomes. They're not out here asking for raises or starting side hustles. If you saved $1 million thinking it'll last you 20 years, and inflation cuts its value in half, that $1 million now feels like $500,000. And the life savings they worked decades for erodes dollar by dollar, year by year. Meanwhile, healthcare, housing, food costs, their biggest expenses, skyrocket even faster than general inflation. Now, younger people, they've got options. Inflation sucks, but they can ask for raises, change jobs, start a business, or invest in assets like real estate that grows alongside inflation. They've got time and adaptability on their side. Inflation is the government's cheat code, but it's a brutal one. The older generation pays the highest price, while the younger generation at least has a fighting chance. So if you're wondering where all this is headed and how to come out on top, stick around and I'll show you exactly how to play the game better than they do. For those who get it, inflation isn't the enemy. It's in action. The ones winning this game, they stack their chips on one thing, real tangible assets. Here's the thing, not all tangible assets are created equal. The right ones don't just hold value during inflation, they outperform. They're the ultimate cheat code against your money losing its power. Sure, precious metals like gold and silver, they are the OG inflation hedges. But here's the problem. They're just sitting there. No income, no growth, just shiny paperweights in your safe. That's why the real MVP is multifamily real estate. Why? Because it gives you the triple threat. Cash flow, inflation protection, and appreciation. Oh, and like bonus chests in Minecraft, they also get massive tax savings. Let me break it down. Number one, cash flow that keeps up. Multifamily leases typically renew every 12 months, not every 5 years or 10 years like office spaces or warehouses. This means rents can't adjust fast to match inflation or even blow past it. You're not just holding value, you're collecting inflation-proof income every single month. And because there are multi-tenants, this can be done every single month as rent contracts expires. Number two, debt that shrinks itself. Here's the magic. If you've got a mortgage on the property, inflation actually helps you. How? The real value of that debt gets smaller over time as inflation eats away at the dollar's purchasing power. You're literally paying off yesterday's debt with today's cheaper dollars. It's like getting a discount for just sitting there while charging more in rent. Number three, appreciation that works over time. When rents goes up, so does the property's value. Multifamily real estate is valued based on its income. So as your rents rise, your property becomes more valuable, giving you wealth growth that keeps pace with or outpaces inflation. Unlike stocks, which is unpredictable, bonds, which gets destroyed by inflation, or gold that just sits there, multifamily real estate does the one thing others can't. It makes you money while protecting your wealth. Plus, people always need a place to live, so demand stays strong even when the economy is shaky. Number four, the bonus chest, tax benefits. Let's talk about one of the most underrated part of multifamily investing, outsized tax benefits. The profits you earn, they stay in your pockets instead of going straight to Uncle Sam. Depreciation, cost segregation, 1031 exchanges, these aren't just terms. They're tools to legally minimize your tax bills and maximize your wealth. We've helped our investors save over $93 million in taxes in just the past 6 years. Proof that this works. Here's the bottom line. While the US dollar might feel like the biggest Ponzi scheme ever, with $36 trillion in debt piling up, it doesn't have to destroy your wealth. The real problem isn't the collapse of the US dollar. It's not owning tangible assets to thrive in this broken system. Multifamily real estate isn't just a hedge against inflation. It's a weapon. The question is, are you using it?
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.